Hi, this is another construction from me, actually made by me. I would like to present you a cool toy for every little bit older boy, girl, or for adults. Namely, this is a racing drone whose frame I printed on a 3D printer, which I made myself, to be found at this link. The printer is under constant modification and improvement. The frame design is not mine. It can be found at this link. As the name suggests, the drone is a racer. Its purpose is to fly fast and give maximum fun. This type of equipment is equipped with FPV, first-person view cameras. That is, we feel as if we would be the ones flying. At my place, I do not yet have such cameras and goggles. Video from the drone is uploaded to Google, because the budget does not allow it. At the moment the drone presents itself like this, the frame is not all that went into equipping my drone. All from friends in the East. Motors Emax RS 2200, 2300 kV, 160 Zwall. F3 flight controller Acro, 45 Zwall. Power distribution board Matek, 15 Zwall. ESC, 30A from DYS, 100 Zwall. 10-channel receiver from FlySky. I know it's too much, but it came with a remote control. FlySky FSI6X, 10CH remote control, comes with receiver, 210 Zwall. IMAX B6 LiPo charger, probably a clone, 60 Zwall. Batteries from Redox and Tattoo, 3-cell and 4-cell, about 70 Zwall each. Propellers from DYS, 5045, 20 pieces, about 30 Zwall. Summing up for the whole equipment comes out 760 Zwall, and let's remember that I do not yet have a camera for FPV and goggles, which alone can cost more than 700 Zwall. Is it worth it? If someone has the desire to try their hand at playing with RC and has a 3D printer, is wholeheartedly recommend. If the drone breaks, it is enough to add a broken part and ready. I myself had a lot of fun with it, with putting it together, configuration and calibration, and now with the actual flying, it is not so easy. I recommend to anyone who wants to try something new and develop a little in this direction. Warning, only that this is not a toy for small children. You can cause great harm flying into someone with such a machine. The weight of the whole exceeds 600 grams, and the maximum speed I measured on a 4-cell battery is 98 km/h. Propellers alone, spinning it up to 30 kRPM, can cut your finger. It is worth adding that on the net you can find quite a few modifications made by other users. The drone, despite its racing frame, can carry a GoPro and shoot great videos. I am happy to answer questions. If I have not written something, then please ask.